The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we're back here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket online at WTK.com. We're bringing Craig Ross in for an early part of the conversation. We'll get to the MGO Blog Roundtable on the other side of the break, but we were actually just chatting during the break as we follow up our conversation with Cody Stavenhagen about Al Avila being dismissed as the general manager of the Detroit Tigers. And you said something, Craig, it's more of a general statement, but how many, you know, talent evaluators that get lots of chances to make mistakes, right? You see it in the college level with coaches that maybe get longer terms, you know, a longer period of time, but more so in the pros, right? Certain places, seems like certain teams just like, yeah, we'll just keep letting you draft. We'll keep letting you make these free agent decisions. And they aren't always great, and then you just keep, like, doubling down on it. And it seems like that's what the Al Avila experience turned into for the most part. But now that's over because he's gone. But they gave him a lot of opportunities to evaluate talent, and I don't think he did a great job of it, especially as Cody and I are talking about in the free agent side of it.
Well, it feels to me like the whole team should be DFA'd pretty much. I mean, they have one starter, and their drafting has been dreadful. It looks like Torkelson might even be a bust. I mean, it looks like he may be the reincarnation of Steve Bilko or Earl Torgerson, names from the past who played the same position. I don't know what they're doing. It looks like they blew it on Mize. They blew it on Manning. I think they picked a high school pitcher a couple years ago, and that's a 90% bust rate on high school pitchers coming into the draft. Meanwhile, who interests me is the Orioles. Now, I'm not a Tigers fan. I'd like to see them do well. I am an Indians fan, or excuse me, a Guardians fan. And, so they have their own issues. But at least the Guardians seem sort of vaguely competent. And it seems like the stuff they do, you can sort of understand. But the Orioles are a really fascinating case for me this year because this is a team that no one expected to do this well. They're sort of, I don't know how close they are to the wild card.
Tied for the third wild card spot right now.
Okay, so this is a franchise that came from nowhere to the third wild card spot. They've been one of the better teams in baseball the last couple of months. And so everyone assumed they would be buying at the trade deadline. Instead, they were selling. You know, they got rid of Trey Mancini. They were selling and bringing in younger players. They understand that this, with what they had this one year, was perhaps a little bit aberrational, and that they should still be in the buying and of young talent and not selling market. And to me, this was quite smart, quite brilliant. And I believe that the Orioles are, even though they're in the hardest division in baseball, are really going to be competitive going forward. For the Tigers, they're probably at least 5 years away, at least. I mean, and they're in the worst division of baseball. I mean, they're in there with the dog-assed Kansas City and other meatballs. I mean, that's a division of meatballs, and yet they're no good. They're even, you know, the Orioles have to play in the hardest division of baseball, and they're winning games.
They have the same record as the Guardians, who are in first place by a game in the division. Yeah,
you're welcome. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And so firing Avila, you know, just seems, I believe he's the son of one of my favorite players as a kid, Bobby Avila, who played with Chico Carrasquel with the old Indians in the 50s. In that context, I have, you know, some warm feelings about him, but it's a disaster. It's a complete disaster. I'm curious that I heard this morning, maybe Matt or you said something about Theo Epstein being a replacement. Now, that would be great, I think. But I don't know if there's any legs to that.
Right. So I asked Cody about it because you're looking at what do you want if you're the GM? And by the way, just you had mentioned that the last couple of months, the Orioles playing well. I just, for the record, on June 12th, the Orioles were 26-35. But that night, Paul McCartney played Camden Yards. They're 32-17 since Sir Paul graced his presence at Camden Yards. I'm not saying that there's a coincidence or they're tied, but
just live and let die. That's all you got to do.
Maybe I'm amazed. I don't know. Go Blackbirds with some orange. All right. So I've mentioned Theo Epstein because he won in Boston. Had to build it there. He won in Chicago. Had to build it there. He's only, and I use only in air quotes, but he's only an advisor to MLB. Now, Cody said he might not have any interest in actually doing this again, but he's got to be your first call. Even if it's just to say, hey, what's up? You want to see, A, are you interested? Or B, who do you think might be good for the job? He is an advisor for Major League Baseball, so this is one of the things he probably can advise about anyway. But if he says, yeah, I'm actually... You can tell the story. We know the story. How did Johnny Orr become the head coach at Iowa State? They called him, asked him about Frieder, and then he asked a question back to them, and then he became the head coach. So if you call Epstein, even if you're asking about somebody else, he may turn around and say, what about me? I would just start with him in the first place.
You know, the Orr story is...
I know it's about money, but still.
Yeah, it's one that sticks in my craw because Canham was just too cheap to pay him. And was that Canham or was that Bo? I don't know.
It was Canham. But the point was that he called Johnny Orr about Bill Frieder.
Right.
And he could have just talked about Bill Frieder. But call Theo about somebody else and let Theo talk about himself. I don't care. Just see what he says.
Yeah. No, I agree. Talking to Theo Epstein seems like a tremendous idea. If Epstein doesn't want it, he might know some young guy. Or who knows? Maybe some old guy. Maybe Bill James is out there and still wants to do it. Because I think Epstein was a James student, and so. But anything would be better. Heck, you know, pick someone from the if there are phone books anymore. Pick someone at random who's a baseball fan. It can't be worse. I mean, than what they've done.
No, don't say that. Don't say that, Craig.
Don't land on MISSLER.
Yeah, don't say it can't be worse. Trust me, it
can
could
actually be worse. Actually, I don't know. We've looked at the numbers. It can't get much.
As a Guardians fan, I look at that at the Tigers roster and I say, which one of these guys do I want if I could get them free?
We'll give you Javi Baez.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't want him.
But you got to take his entire contract.
Yeah, no, I don't want him. I mean, there's maybe two guys on the roster I would think about. Scooble or
Scooble. Yeah, Tarek Scooble's done been solid.
Yeah, and maybe Jimenez. That's it. That's it. That's the list, in the words of Tony Kornheiser, of guys that I would be, quote, interested in on their entire roster. And I can't think of a single other major league team where I couldn't come up with four or five or six guys, even the terrible teams. And so, I mean, what they've managed to do is create a team with not only no past, but no future, at least no discernible future. It's really quite remarkable.
Yeah, the only guy in the lineup, Craig, yesterday that was batting over, .268 because Victor Reyes is batting .268 and then Harold Castro is batting .291, but I'm assuming that's partially in limited numbers. But yeah, the batting average is pretty bad for the team and individually for the players. Matt Manning did have his best outing ever as a Tiger. He went 7 scoreless innings the other day. If he can build on that, then maybe he can trend in the right direction. But I agree with you. That's one of the questions that you ask. How many players on this team would you want if you were another team that's a decent contender? Not the elite teams necessarily, but even the decent contenders. How many would you want on your team? And when that answer is not many or less than not many, that's a problem.
One or two.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, so that's it's depressing. I'm not a Tigers fan, but it's depressing for me as a person who lives in Southeast Michigan and would like to see them do well. So this is good news. I think, I think this is good news for Tigers fans but you're going to have to support a team that you're going to have to support this team in the mid to long term. You're not going to get.
Yeah. And again, because that's what we thought. Yeah, and that's what we thought the last 3-4 years were, which is why, and Cody and I were talking about this. We've talked about this a bunch on the show. If you go back to the beginning of the year, there was optimism about this team. That's part of the problem. There was optimism because they played well from May or June until the end of the year last year. They showed promise that they looked like they could be trending in the right direction. And then it makes it that much more difficult when you have the other three pro teams that are not good, but they are all trending in the right direction, right? People have a lot of confidence in what the Red Wings are doing, what the Lions are doing, what the Pistons are doing, who their general managers are and making those decisions. People have confidence in those guys. And that's why 5 weeks ago when Alavila said he was pleased with, or sorry, when Iller said he was pleased with Alavila, we had this conversation then because we're like, how are you pleased? You have to, if nothing else, just compare it to, and it's funny because you mentioned the Orioles and I use them as an example even 5 weeks ago because they were starting to play a little better and they had a better record than the Tigers. But then we used the three other pro sports teams and said, how are you pleased? Compare it to these teams that are not winning per se, but people are optimistic about their chances of winning, and not 5 years from now, but this season and next season and the year after, all three of them. So you give that, add that context to it, and it makes what's going on with the Tigers that much worse, especially because we know they've got a really good pitching pitching coach. We think they have a good manager. They just are devoid a lot of players.
Yeah, you're right about the other Detroit franchises. I am a Red Wings fan. That's the team I root for in the NHL, and I'm optimistic. Last year, it seems like their younger players came on, and it feels like they're drafting well. It seems like their management is sensible, and so I believe the Red Wings in the next year or two are going to be competitive. They might even make the playoffs this year. I don't think it's impossible. The Lions definitely have to. I mean, I've renounced my Browns fandom and have evolved to becoming a Lions fan. And I think the Lions are on the right track. What they're doing is sensible. Now, I don't think they have a quarterback. I think that's a problem. I don't think Goff is an answer for them. But I think the rest of that team has some potential. If you end up with a quarterback there at some in the next draft or two, you're going to be on your way. The Pistons seem to be smart in what they've done the last couple of years. So all of these franchises are looking up, with the exception of the Tigers, which just looks like a complete black hole in terms of,
it's a rebuild part two.
It's a deep rebuild part two. So any of that.
I mean, there are teams that have been going through these cycles for a long time, and they keep making bad decisions. And that's the thing, right? If you have a bad person making decisions, it just magnifies. It magnifies. They said Rome wasn't built in a day. Rome can break in a day, but when Rome breaks in like 5 years or 7 years, it takes more than maybe that amount of time to fix it. It may not take quite that length, but you've got a lot of holes to fill and not a lot of time to do it. And that's why Cody posed the job he was thinking about last night. How good is the Tigers' job right now? Because, you know, how much are they willing to spend? They've already spent a little and they didn't actually spend wisely, so your hands are tied with that. So how good is this job? Talent level, he talked about it. Most of the good players that were in the minor league system are now called up. And so the minor leagues look a little bit depleted. So you have to start that all over again, or so it seems. So how good of a job is it? It's probably not that great of a job. So we're going to be watching. It's going to be very interesting to see, needless to say.
In one context, it isn't a good job. In another, it is. Because it looks so hopeless that anything you do that even has a glimmer makes you look like a genius. So, I mean, really, I can hardly recall an organization that looks so bankrupt of talent.
Yeah, interesting.
I mean, there may be some. I'm sure it's happened,
but especially last year, because last year they gave us promise. And that promise disappeared, so it seems. So they made the change. We're going to move on from this conversation. We're going to get into the Maize and Blue conversation with the MGO Blog Roundtable on the other side of the break when we continue here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.